Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Connie Sedberry, Executive Director of Safe Place in Mitchell County. We'll continue our discussion about the myths and facts about sexual assault. It's a very interesting topic, and there's still so many misconceptions and social misunderstandings about sexual assault. And so the more we can talk about it, the more it's open, mm-hmm. and we can discuss it, the more that folks know that if they have experienced sexual assault, harassment, that they know our doors and telephone is always open to them 24 hours, and it's totally confidential.
Yeah.
One of the myths is that many people fantasize about being raped. In other words, that it's something enjoyable. The fact is, no one fantasizes about being raped. Some people may have fantasies about or engage in aggressive sex, but this can be controlled and stopped if it becomes threatening. Rape takes away the victim's control, and he or she is unable to end the violence. No one asks to be raped. That's a total myth. Another myth is if a rapist is really guilty, he or she will go to prison for a long time. Unfortunately, the fact is, factoring in unreported rapes, about 6% of rapists will ever spend a day in jail. 15 of 16 walk free. So that's a discouraging statistic. And again, there's a lot involved there. There's a lot of complicated psychological issues. There's a lot of legal issues. A victim oftentimes is re-victimized, of course, over and over again if he or she comes forward and presses charges. We understand all that. And so we empower people who come to us and report. We empower them to do what's best for them and support them in those decisions. And again, as we said on an earlier show, we always just encourage people to get medical attention.
Yeah, and your emotional needs met. And with pedophiles, I noticed over the years, a lot of times they were just getting caught when they were in their 50s or 60s. And that meant that they had had multiple generations of kids that they had perpetrated violence against. And when you do the math on that, you were just counting up victims. You're not caught until you're caught.
Right.
And they may never serve the time that they need to serve, but at least you can be free and deal with
and prevent the assault from going on and on.
Yeah.
Well, look what's happened with the Roman Catholic Church and the pedophiles, the priests that perpetrated on young people, how it's been going on and covered up for generations and generations, and not only in this country but in Ireland. And the church as an institution covered it up and moved people around. And it's been a horrible thing. Fortunately, victims are being encouraged to come forward and being supported. And I think the church recognizes this now as something that happened and needs to be resolved and atoned for.
And it happens in families, too. There's multiple generational cover-up. And never leave your kid with the same family members who perped on you or your cousins.
Oh, gosh,
it doesn't stop. So that's something to be aware of. Just because they're grandparents now doesn't mean that they're going to stop.
Yeah, that's a good point. Another myth is that a person can avoid being raped as long as he or she follows certain guidelines, such as acting or dressing conservatively, not going out at night alone, and refraining from drinking alcohol or doing drugs. The fact is, rape can happen to anyone at any time, no matter how cautious they are. Advising people to follow guidelines to avoid being sexually assaulted puts the responsibility of the assault on the victim. Instead, it is the responsibility of the assailant to avoid sexually assaulting others. And as a community, it is our responsibility to understand and promote the fact that sexual assault is never trivial, excusable, or deserved, and it is never, ever the victim's fault.
Yeah. That's something you definitely need to be able to say to someone when you first start talking to them. In fact, I am putting something in the local newspaper. I think it should be in next week in the Yancey newspaper. And it's about things to say to a victim of sexual assault.
Great.
And so that goes into some detail. In Yancey County, call us any time of the day or night at 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, 765-4044.
And remember, stopping all forms of violence in our community begins with who?
It starts with me.
And you. Thanks for listening.